producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm all confused here. Somebody clue me in. Now, it's, you know, I get it's not, you know, 2025, or 2030, but I guess more people have hoverboards than we know. And kind of shockingly, they're now being banned or added to the no-fly list on top U.S. airlines. Am I supposed to have a hover? I thought hoverboard was fake. I thought it was something that, Back to Future 2, they were, you know, prototyping a couple things and they couldn't make it work. Apparently, these things can, I guess, go aflame. There was one family that said their hoverboard, you know, caught on fire. So, because of the fear of these, starting today, passengers are no longer allowed to bring their hoverboards on Delta Airlines, American, United also. I guess, I think I even heard JetBlue in the news just a couple minutes ago. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is currently investigating 10 reports of hoverboard fires in 9 states. Many of the hoverboard electric scooters have high-watt lithium batteries, and the FAA says this can start fires in a plane's baggage compartment. That is according to Vladimir Duffiers of CBS News Digital Network. Cell phone videos capture the alleged fires caused by electric scooters, including one showing a hoverboard burning in a Washington State mall. Okay, so I get it. These things aren't hoverboards like what you and I think of with Back to the Future. There are these things that actually have wheels on it, so they're touching the ground. I was like, I had no idea. That would have been a great Christmas Hanukkah gift for the kids. Go get them a hoverboard. But, okay. So I guess now I'm not going to. They ignite and catch fire very violently, according to Denny Kelly. The lithium batteries probably should be banned, they say, from FAA. Cell phones, tablets, laptops use low-wattage lithium-ion batteries, but those fall within FAA regulations. Airlines are concerned about the power and the size of a hoverboard's battery. And so even if you stow it in cargo, that's a problem. Now, in addition to them causing fire, I guess there was a bus crash in London earlier today where a child, a 15-year-old, or I believe this happened yesterday, has been pronounced dead as he was riding a self-balanced scooter, which they're calling these hoverboards, at the time of the crash. He has not yet been formally identified, but apparently he had hit a bus, from what I understand. It was a bus crash while he was on one of these hoverboards. So people are using these things, I guess, to scoot around, to get to work, get to school. They're called self-balancing scooters, also called rideables. They say gyroscopes are used to counterbalance and control the speed of the wheels, with some models capable of traveling at up to 12 miles an hour. They are banned from use on public pavements and roads already now in the UK. I'm not sure where we're going here with the states. And I guess they are not supposed to be legal. I haven't even seen these things. Legal for, like, use out on the street. I had no idea. You know when I saw it? I correct myself. I was watching Empire, and I guess the lady was singing, and people were dancing on these hoverboard thingies behind her. I thought that was pretty cool, but I just thought it was for the movie or the show. I didn't know. All right. So, Segway scooters, those we know, but those have a handle. Right? When you Segway around the place and everybody kind of makes fun of you, but they work. So the Segway scooters, you kind of hold on and you, whatever. Okay. So anyway, be careful. Guys, when you're driving, realize you got a kid that may be on a hoverboard. Who knows what the hell they're thinking? And unfortunately, they could be, at major risk for a crash. And don't be bringing it on the plane. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. It's so funny. This is going viral, these Instagram husbands. I was watching Dave Hall on Fox 5 give a segment on this where you drag your husband everywhere, not because you want to hang out with him, but because he is the one doing your picture for you. And you look at this. You should really see this video. It's pretty funny where the wife is yelling at him and he has to, get the picture right and not drink the cappuccino or whatever the hell you guys... What are those coffees called where you have the milk that it has a certain sort of a design? I don't understand. Are those cappuccinos or are those like a fancy mocha latte, whatever? Anyway, I thought that was really, really cute because she starts to yell at him because I guess she wanted to take a picture with it. So for those of you kind of dealing with that, I hear you. Tell the wife to take her own pictures. That's what my husband does. Yes, I get mad at him and I scream at him and I kick him out of the bedroom, but it works. Okay, so what do we have to talk about today? We got a lot to talk about. All right, so apparently phobias are back in the news. And we have a scientist who thinks that they could cure our phobia in just 2 minutes. And, yes, it includes a pharmaceutical. So we'll talk about some of the more common phobias. We're going to talk about how NASA engineers, or a NASA engineer, says you could actually build a Death Star. He says the Empire could have simply made the Death Star and made the ultimate weapon just by repurposing an asteroid. So we'll talk about that for some of you Star Wars fiends or fanatics out there. Chipotle, they say, has actually been making people sick for months, according to one article. We're also being told that even though football leads college sports injuries, wrestling appears to be the most dangerous. I was thinking about that. I'm like, maybe I'll take my kid out of football and I'll have him wrestle because then he won't get, sacked and thrown on the ground and tied down and talk about that. And then, of course, we have the long-awaited how to get through Christmas without spending a lot of money. What are some cheap gifts you could get family, friends, coworkers? Because none of us have a lot of money, and we seem to have too many friends these days. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so football is leading college sports injuries, but wrestling appears to be much more dangerous. Even though it was the leading cause of more than a million injuries over the last 5 years, they said more people are suffering injuries and practices when it comes to wrestling. So, even women's sports, remember we were talking about cheerleading? I think women's wrestling is high up on the list, but soccer, high as well. So, keep in mind, they're all could be pretty dangerous. I guess I really don't have a comment on that. That's the news. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you have been emailing me that you're panicking about your secret Santa you have to do at work. But one of you, you don't have a secret Santa. Everybody exchanges gifts, and there's 25 of you. 25 of you that you have to get gifts for. That's ridiculous. All right? So, of course, I'm here to help. Why? Because I know how to do stuff cheap, okay? You know, that's just one of my gifts. You all thought, you know, my being a doctor was my biggest claim to fame. Nah, it's getting cheap gifts for your friends and coworkers, all right? The really easy stuff. Here's the thing, all right? We spend a lot of money, almost too much money, when it comes to Christmas time. And what really bothers me is I don't mind spending the money. If it's a gift that's really going to make them smile, and if, you know, it's going to make them happy. But what I notice is since everybody's getting gifts, it's very easy for yours to be forgotten. So here you are putting all that time, all that thought, all that money, and it just gets thrown to the side. You know, like my kids will sometimes do that. We'll buy them gifts and they'll be so excited about one that the other ones they kind of throw to the side and you're like, I didn't even have to get those other ones. You know, I really look at numbers and, you know, I count the beans in my family and I get really frustrated by that. So now here you are, you're competing with 25 other coworkers and, you know, I don't want it to be a waste of money. I hate wasting. I would rather you spend $100 than waste five. That's just my, you know, $100 better spent would make me feel happier than you wasting $5. It's just something that just really gets under my skin. So first what I would do is I would really suggest Secret Santa eating. And you guys know what Secret Santa is, right? Everybody puts a name in a hat and then you get the name and like you get Bob. And so you buy Bob's gift. Yet Timothy got you, so he gives you a gift. Okay. So then everybody has to get a gift for who they know, but nobody knows who they're going to get the gift from until of course it happens. Pawn Stars, what Chum Lee did is Chum Lee was in charge of the Secret Santa, so he put his name on all of them, so everybody got Chum Lee, and then Chum Lee got all the gifts. So that was really, really cute on Pawn Stars. Well done. All right, so my kiss to Chum Lee would have been a nice, juicy gizzy. I love Chum Lee. He's a good boy. Okay, anyway, so you know what I like to do? And again, I like to stand out. Okay, I know a lot of you guys think I like to just kind of, you know, be a wallflower and just kind of, you know, hide in the background and blend. No, I mean, if I'm going to do something, I want people to know it was from me. So what I usually do, if I have to do something kind of small, is I make a little first aid kit. Okay, yeah, it's not chocolate, but everybody's getting chocolate. You know, it's not a coffee mug, but everybody's getting that. So what I do is I get a whole bunch of Band-Aids, get a whole bunch of Neosporin, as long as they're not allergic to it, get some Cordate, get some antiseptic. If I don't think the person's going to sue me, I'll throw some anti-allergy medicine in there or some Tylenol. And I make a little goodie bag or a little goodie case, which is a first aid kit. I could probably get by doing for something like that for under $5. Yet having a little mini first aid kit, whether it's in your car, whether it's at your office, whether it's your, that's some pretty cool stuff. And people are very appreciative. So you could do something like that. A little Dr. Dahlia first aid kit. I should market them. I should sell them. The problem is once I do that, then the price has to go up. See, that sucks. I'm trying to tell you guys to do something cheap. Once I have to market it and then hire someone to package it, then it's going to be like $20-some. I don't want to do that. All right, so Money Under 30 has 53 inexpensive Christmas gifts ideas. So one they say is a potted plant. Okay, I got to tell you, I like the plant idea. Especially if it's somebody that doesn't dislike plants, because it lasts past Christmas. You know, I still have a plant that I got last Christmas that I'm still taking care of. It's not dead yet because I'm really not a green thumb by any means. But I've been taking care of it, and it's a present that still lasts, so that's nice. A lot of people like a good print in a good frame or a nice poster. It's tough because, you know, they may not want to, you know, put it up in their house. But let's say they're a real big Star Wars fanatic. Okay, getting them, and it doesn't have to be an autographed commemorative $5,000 poster, but getting them a poster, you know, a Star Wars poster, that could be pretty cool. Again, it stands out. You may have somebody that likes to cook. So what you could do is you can make this little recipe card. They say you can make them kind of decorative and put it in a little cute box. Even better, what I would do, okay, if you want to really fancy it up, is give them a recipe for like some really good pumpkin spice cake or whatever, and buy the ingredients. Okay? Buy the $5 worth of ingredients you need for the cookies or the spice. Decorate in a little baby thing with a lot of glitter. Always use glitter. Okay? The little recipe. Stick it in a little basket. What a cool gift. And maybe they won't make the cookies or bake the cake. But your gift stands out, and it looks like you put a lot of thought into it. I talked to you guys about, they talk about a kitchen tool or two. Get somebody like a corkscrew. That's really an easy thing to do. You get a corkscrew and a bottle of wine. They sell some really decent bottles of wine for under $10. That and a corkscrew could be a damn good gift. Scented candles, some of the, even men like scented candles, you know, because they stink up the place sometimes. A lot of us do, right? So sometimes a scented candle could work. Now, buying a guy a candle may not work too well, and he may be like, well, you know, really, what am I supposed to do? But trust me, he'll like it. I've seen my husband, whenever I light a scented candle in the house, he'll come over and, that smells good. I was like, you see, you like scented candles. Don't tell anybody. Christmas tree ornaments. You can't go wrong with that. Okay, now I understand many people when they do a Christmas tree, they have a theme going on. Okay, so you know, if they're trying to do a red and white candy cane type theme and you get them a purple ornament, they may not be able to. So you may want to ask ahead of time. But then again, there are some ornaments where you can, you know, get away with no matter what theme you do. You know, some of the crystal ones. So and they don't have to be that expensive. So that's always pretty pretty cool. My boys like flashlights. In their stocking stuffers, I'll get them like a little flashlight. You could always use a flashlight. So you could, you know, do something like that, and then maybe you could, if you want to fancy up the gift, you can, this is like for the office, you know, get them a flashlight, you know. Or well, we have scorpions in our neck of the woods, so you get them a blue light for scorpions. And so what you do is you go around the house, or you shut the lights off, and you use the blue light because the scorpions fluoresce. And for anybody that lives in the Southwest, that's a pretty cool gift. Get me a blue light. Let me see. Gardening tools aren't bad to do. You can make a little basket of some of the tools. Throw a couple seeds, you know, like some dahlia seeds. You know, they'll be all ready and bloomed by Halloween because it's a scary-looking flower, the dahlia. Yeah. It's not that bad. I really wish I was named after a prettier flower. I've seen dahlias. I mean, they're kind of chaotic-looking and googly-eyed. Cookbooks, can't go wrong with that. Funny shot glasses. Shot glasses, those are really easy to do. You can pick up a couple shot glasses for a few bucks, and people will use them. They love shot glasses. Those are, and they're not too expensive. You can photograph. This is what I think is good for the office. You get a dartboard, a cheap dartboard, and you blow up a picture of yourself, and you put it on the dartboard, and you let them go at it. That's pretty fun. I like those, Far Side calendars, coffee mugs. Those are good. They say you could get stationery. I don't think I've seen a box of stationery since the 1980s, but that seems to work. If you live in the cold part of the country, I don't, but I guess some people really like scarves and hats and mittens and things like that. Always you could get nice socks. I would really like somebody to get me a push-up bra. I would really love a good comfortable push-up bra. So if anybody in my office or the studio wants to buy me something like that, that's good. Travel pillows. You know, people don't think about that. You know, you're going on a flight, you need a travel pillow? Here. You know, and if you're like, well, that's kind of odd to buy a coworker, no. What you can do is add a note, say, we are so glad you're getting the hell out of town. All right, so you don't change your mind, here's a travel pillow. You know, so, and they're like, all right, well, that's kind of cool. Keychains. Let's say they're really big on, like, you know, Batman versus Superman is coming up and they've been talking about it. Okay, get them a Batman or a Superman keychain. You know, or get them two keychains that look like they're fighting each other. Okay, it's a cute gift. It stands out and you did what you were supposed to do. I love old little, die cast cars like a 67 Corvette or a Mustang or some of the older things. I think those are cool. You can't go wrong with costume jewelry. If you have somebody like me that goes on TV a lot and, you know, doesn't want to spend a fortune on jewelry but wants to wear big necklaces, something like that would really help. For those of you guys that have any really gaudy looking costume jewelry, I love that type of stuff. Yes, I wear it. What else? Vases you could do, coffee mugs you could do, coffee starter kits, bottle of whiskey, book of cocktails, specialty beer. Guys love specialty beer. Olive oil, pancake mix. And you know what I would do, which is free? Write on a piece of paper the Dr. Dahlia website or the GCN Live website and go, my gift to you is Dr. Dahlia. See? And then, by the way, a $50 savings bond only costs $25. Great way to handle the nieces and nephews. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Give me the news. I got a
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? listening to. Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAGADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Look, I know I throw a lot at you because I work with a lot of charities, and I every week I want to help somebody else out. But I got to tell you, little Ryan Casto, we all got to pull together for this guy, this kid. He is 13, turning 14 actually, and is battling two types of brain cancer. And he's doing well. He was in the hospital last week, is out of the hospital, and he is doing well. And if you look at his GoFundMe page, cutest little kid, and he is so bravely fighting this, and he's really triumphing or, you know, really battling this well. And we need all the help we can get to give him. And he needs all the help he can get. So I have the GoFundMe page on my Facebook and on my Twitter. If you don't mind, please check it out. Even if you can't donate, if you could at least spread the word and share it, you're sharing it to 25 people is worth so much. So whatever you guys could do, we really, really do appreciate it. His name is Ryan Casso. He's battling two types of brain cancer. And his GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.com/SGAN6TKK. SGAN6TKK. Or just go to Ryan Casso's medical fund. Whatever you guys could do, we would really, really appreciate it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you guys know that I have a fear of spiders. I am so scared of spiders. I used to not be. I loved bugs. I played with bugs until I got bit by a spider in my sleep and the leg blew up. I mean, it was the worst infection I've ever seen. I mean, it looked like I had a big boob on my leg. It was that big of an infection. And it was very, very scary, and I was just, you know, beside myself. So now I run the other way with spiders. And now I have a phobia, unfortunately. Well, apparently, they say that a researcher or a team of researchers has found that if you are scared of spiders, you could take a pharmaceutical, and it'll help. Really? I'm sorry. Okay, maybe if you put me to sleep, it would help. If you use a beta blocker, propranolol, you have a brief exposure to spiders, the drug will then activate some sort of amnesic center. Okay? It takes 2 minutes with the tarantula and it combined with a single dose of this beta blocker. Researchers from the University of Amsterdam set out to build on the concept of reconsolidation, finding a cure for arachnophobia, which is fear of spiders. That is the theory, in that when memories are activated, they could be modified in fundamental ways to strengthen or weaken them. So it's manipulation. I don't mind. Manipulate my mind away when it comes to spiders. That I'm fine with. The theory was identified 15 years ago by neuroscientist Dr. Joseph Ledoux, who found that administering the propranolol, the beta blocker, upon activation of a fearful memory, induced amnesia for that learned fear. So pharmaceutically induced amnesia, okay, was being, you know, done on animals and healthy participants over the past few years, and now they recruited 45 volunteers, each with a fear of spiders. Ah! The participants were randomized to either receive a single dose of propranolol, which is the beta blocker that we use for heart conditions and blood pressure and anxiety and headaches, and the drugs were administered following a brief exposure to a tarantula. Okay, now I got to admit, though, I know a lot about tarantulas, so I'm not as fearful of a tarantula as I am a black widow. Okay, remember, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, black widows kill. I do not want anything to do with a black widow. Tarantulas, I get creeped out, but I could hold a tarantula. I don't have a problem holding a tarantula. I've held many. I'm okay with that, so I don't know if
but
I would.
Tarantulas throw their butt hair, and that is gross.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. Yeah. Well, just keep your mouth closed. You know, don't breathe out. You know, breathe. Yeah.
I just don't want their butt hair touching me at all. Like, that is the weirdest self-defense thing. It totally works. I would. I've dealt with black widows. I've dealt with wolf spiders. I can handle any, just anything that throws its butt hair. I'm out.
That is disgusting.
I'm out.
That is. And I'm surprised they could do that. I mean, if I could pilot, I forget what it is when you pull out your hair. Anyway, if I could do that, that would be a pretty good gift. I don't know why, from a defense mechanism, they do that with hair.
Well,
I mean, I could see spikes or poison.
I think it acts like stinging nettle, or maybe they just know that we're grossed out by dingleberries. I mean, I don't know.
Man, well, you know what? At least they have hair covering their tushy. You know, I have a couple cats.
Till they
one
throw
is
it.
Very furry. The other ones, I mean, they're just kind of like bald in that area. So when they get in front of you and then they just put their butt in front of you, you're just staring right at it. I wish I had some hair to cover it up. That would be nice. Scary stuff, especially when I'm trying to watch TV. All right. So anyway, according to the researchers, patients with anxiety disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder typically receive multiple sessions of cognitive behavioral treatment or daily drug intake. What if you combine the two? That could be pretty cool. I like the idea of beta blocker. I love the idea of pharmaceuticals, right? Incorporating a pharmaceutical into anything, I'm good with. Because, again, I mean, that's how I was trained. I'm an MD. Okay, yeah, I love the idea of psychotherapy and cognitive therapy and behavioral therapy, but I gotta tell you, I have people where it doesn't work, and if we could throw a pharmaceutical at them and be done, I'm happy with it, especially when it comes to spiders. Listen, okay, you could talk me into liking a black widow. I'm not gonna like it. You drug me, you got something there. Okay, so what are some of the biggest phobias out there? According to fearof.net, I apologize, we're having some construction done near the studio, so you guys are hearing that. That's not me passing gas, okay? I'll let you know. I'll warn you guys ahead of time so you can turn off the radio if that happens. Well, okay, the number 10 of phobias of all times is trypophobia. Do you guys know what trypophobia is? It's fear of holes. Yeah, it's a fear. You see a hole, some people that have a phobia of it will set off a panic attack. So, a lot of individuals will avoid objects like coral, sponges, skin, meat, dried honeycombs, and anything that has holes in it. I have no idea if that includes the holes on a body, but it's called trypophobia. Many of us have aerophobia. You guys know what that is. That is fear of arrow flying. All right? So, many of you guys come in and you want, you know, Valium or Xanax for your flight. I get that. Sometimes it is combined or associated with other fears like claustrophobia. You don't want to be in a restricted space. A plane is a restricted space. So you're like, wait a second, I don't know if I'm afraid of flying, or I just don't like being in this, you know, big metal, you know, tube up in the air. And then agoraphobia. It's a social fear where you're afraid that you cannot escape if you have to. Oh gosh, now that I think about it, that's pretty anxiety provoking. Wow. Yeah, you can't escape anywhere. You're on a plane. Where do you go? I don't think I like that. Misophobia. Being afraid of that song, Me So Horny. No. Misophobia is fear of germs. So a lot of people that have obsessive compulsive disorder are fearing germs. I'm wondering if I am slowly starting to develop this, because now that I know about super gonorrhea and CRE and the staph and all the nasty bugs out there, I'm starting to be a lot more careful about dropping my food on the floor and eating it. I've changed the 5-second rule down to 4 now. So I'm wondering if I'm starting to develop misophobia. Claustrophobia, about 5 to 7% are claustrophobic, where they are in fear of restricted spaces, but only 2% seek treatment. A lot of people say, nah, I'm going to take the stairs for exercise. You're like, but this is New York City. There's 137 floors. Well, it's, you know, maybe they have claustrophobia. Astrophobia is a fear of thunder and lightning. Remember in TED, they had the thunder song and they had to be thunder buddies? I can't sing it on air. That was an example of astrophobia. Thunder buddies. Okay, I won't say it. Cynophobia. Cynophobia is not fear of blue. It's fear of dogs. 36% of sufferers seek treatment for cynophobia. Others just get cats. But get this, a lot of people that are afraid of dogs are also afraid of cats. And they say the fear of dogs is even more debilitating than the fear of spiders. They say 75% of cynophobes are women, but it also affects men. We talked about agoraphobia, we talked about acrophobia, fear of heights. Ophidiophobia is fear of snakes, but the number one is arachnophobia. Ooh, the spooky spider! Ah! Ooh, spooky! Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, okay, we got Star Wars coming up. Ooh, so exciting, so exciting. But NASA engineer was like, wait a second, guys, I know how to build a Death Star. Really? How? He's proposed that a method to officially build a Death Star isn't that hard because you just have to repurpose an asteroid, okay? And they say NASA is going to be landing on an asteroid in 2023. So we got the ability to, if we want, to convert it. Really? The Empire, I guess, is doing things the hard way. And if you use an asteroid to build a Death Star, it would require much less work as metals and organic compounds would already be there. Brian Murrahead, chief engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, explains in a quote-unquote Wired video that a Death Star can't just be built by launching a bunch of stuff off of a planet, really? He suggests that it would be much easier to use materials that are already there. The asteroid has metals, organic compounds and water, and so you could use all this to make a Death Star. He says he won't be building his own Death Star anytime soon, but the engineer will be helping NASA to get up close and personal with asteroids during the asteroid redirect mission. Now, this mission will land a robot on an asteroid, collect a boulder from the surface. The boulder will be placed into orbit around the moon and later recollected by a mission who will have crew on there. They will take samples. He expects the landing to happen around 2023. Now, in Star Wars, they say sub-light starships are able to zip through asteroid fields, maneuvering quickly to avoid getting struck. Yeah, like Han Solo's Battlestar Galactica thing. What's his battle? Millennium Falcon? That's it? Okay, yeah. So I am amazed that he can move that Millennium Falcon that quickly. I mean, that's like a big ship. And all of a sudden, it's like, zoom! And then he could go vertically. I think it's one of the coolest ships out there. I'm like so excited. NASA has not reached these capabilities, but Murrahead explains that a slower moving scenario is possible. The key, they said, is ion propulsion. See, it takes, like, you know, NASA geeks like this to, you know, make the cool stuff that we think is cool. So, you know, we can't be really calling them a geek because, you know, we all dig the whole Star Wars stuff. The starships in the movies can sense moving objects ahead of them and react quickly, turning away from danger using powerful ion thrusters. On the asteroid redirect mission, NASA has 4 ion engines capable of low thrust, which could take a craft through the spaces between the main belt asteroids. But to go further, you need an advanced power system. So he talks about that, and I guess, you know, they're not going to be building the Death Star. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. I'm really proud of that. But it's nice to know that something that was, I guess, created, you know, decades ago is something that our engineers nowadays could be like, you know what? No big thing. All right. Speaking of no big thing, Chipotle has apologized, okay, for making people sick. But, you know, we're hearing that people probably have been sick 5 months prior. As it turns out, they say Chipotle Mexican Grill chief executive Steve Ellis, quote-unquote, according to MarketWatch.com, waited at least 5 months to apologize. Now, I don't know of anybody getting sick in my neck of the woods, but they say that people who were sick in Washington, California, Minnesota might have been sick as far back as last summer. You got to keep in mind, though, all right, you got to cut Chipotle some slack. If they didn't know, I mean, a lot of times you don't know until, like Ebola, they really had no idea what they had until, you know, months later. Same thing with, you know, these food outbreaks, okay? You know, people eat out, they get sick, and, you know, if nobody reports it, you know, we don't have any epidemiologists on the case, you know, who knows? They say earlier outbreaks received little notice beyond local media reports. They say the outbreak of sickened eaters appears to have started back in July when 5 people in Seattle contracted E. coli after eating at a local Chipotle, according to Public Health Seattle and King County. On Thursday, the Seattle agency closed the Chipotle location because of repeated food safety violations. In August, more than 100 customers in Simi Valley, California got sick with norovirus after eating at the Chipotle at 1555 Simi Tower Center Way. In Minnesota, in August and September, more than 64 cases of salmonella were reported and linked to 22 Chipotle restaurants. Now, there's a Seattle lawyer who is representing 74 of the victims in Seattle in Chipotle-related cases. Several Boston students who contracted norovirus also have retained him as an attorney. So they say apparently this lawyer, William Marler, has secured more than $600 million for victims of bad restaurant food at chains such as, according to this site, McDonald's, KFC, Chili's, and Jack in the Box. Back in 1993, 732 people became ill with E. coli, and four children died. So, Chipotle is actually based out of Denver. They have thus far, they said, lost $6 billion in value from October 13th to December 7th. Now, even though the E. coli is supposed to be, hopefully done and eradicated and not, or not supposed to be seen future infections, unfortunately, you could still hear people getting sick and then reporting it. And then, so we may still see the numbers rise. They should say Chipotle's shares did rise a little bit recently after the apology by the CEO. So we'll keep you guys posted on more developments. But that must stink to have a restaurant chain and then all of a sudden something like that happens and people get hurt. And then, you feel responsible. I would hate to think that somebody got sick, like diarrhea, from something that I cooked. Okay, although I have made my kids sick. You know, come to think of it. Mom, really? Your cooking stinks. Let me see what else we have here. Two drinks a day cuts Alzheimer's death risk. They say moderate consumption of alcohol can reduce Alzheimer's death risk by 77%. Two small glasses of wine are about 3.2 units, two pints of beer, 4.6 units. Again, you got to be careful because you don't want a lot of older people drinking and falling and tripping, etc. And it's not a green light for people to drink more, but it is an interesting study. Researchers behind the Danish Alzheimer's Intervention Study, led by scientists at Copenhagen University Hospital, tracked 321 people with early Alzheimer's disease for 3 years. They found that 8% of patients drank no alcohol at all, and at the other end of the scale, 4% drank more than, I guess, a couple pints. 1 in 6 participants drank 3 to 4.5 units a day, and then during the monitoring period, 16% of the participants died. They found that the results held true after taking into account age and gender and heart conditions, but they admitted that those who drank more, okay, did better when it came from, to an Alzheimer's perspective. Now, also some of them that did better, I think, had higher incomes, so we got to take that into account. But alcohol, we've been hearing, has been protecting people from a lot, whether it's heart disease, whether it's Alzheimer's. Yet we in the medical community are still very cautious about telling people to go ahead and drink. Why? Well, because we'll get sued for something. Something will happen to somebody. They'll have a medicine issue, a medication issue with alcohol, or they'll fall or whatever. But I would really like to see more research in that, just like with marijuana. I would love to see more research with marijuana because, if this is something we could use medically, I'd like to know about it. And then just, figure out a way where, we could get some protection so we don't get sued if we, allow people to try it. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Google is helping researchers track down some of the worst STD cases. Researchers at the University of Illinois in Chicago think they have one of the best weapons possible to fight these STDs, the Google search engine. All right? They have, quietly begun giving researchers access to its data. And I guess it shows when people are searching, I think I may have gonorrhea or, painful or et cetera. And so, people are watching what you're searching. So they look at what was searched and they see who's been searching it and then maybe they know where the little outbreaks are. Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.